Seattle Council appears to have a veto-proof majority in order to defund the Seattle Police Department by 50%, with funds going into community organizers to engage in, I guess, their form of policing, axing police control of the 911 call center, handing it over to civilians. Joining me with her reaction is Seattle PD's Chief Carmen Best. Chief Best, welcome back to the show.
Oh, hi, Jason. Thank you. I'm glad to be here this afternoon.
So if they went through the plan as they're discussing right now, even though we don't have all of the details, but generally speaking, 50% cut, what effect would it have on public safety?
Well, let me start by saying I think the word plan is rather loose here. They haven't got a plan.
Yeah.
All they've shown us is that they want to reduce the budget by 50%. I haven't seen any real planning in that. And the real tragedy of doing that, you know, is that we will lose 1,100 employees. That's 50% of our total workforce because most of our budget is made up of our personnel costs. And it would be a tragedy. I think that it's the height of recklessness for them to decimate public safety for the city of Seattle without being thoughtful and encouraging public engagement on this issue.
When 1,100, are these civilian employees? Because I understand, obviously, there's for now, a actual plan with the Seattle Police Officers Guild. You guys have a contract, but that contract's coming up soon.
Yeah, it would be a combination of both. But certainly there will be hundreds of less officers responding to calls for service in the city of Seattle under this current plan or idea.
Idea, yeah. And I hear you on the frustration of not actually having a plan. You have four memes, though, that have been posted by activists that the council are getting behind. One of the memes is that the 911 call center would be in civilian control. That, to me, sounds dangerous. How would that work?
Yeah, who knows how it would work. I can tell you this, that we have a wonderful group of dispatchers who are civilians, who work for the city of Seattle. They take calls for service. They're well-trained. They do a wonderful job. They are not sworn employees. And so I'm not sure what the council has in mind for that, but I can tell you the idea of gutting the police department and thinking that we're going to maintain public safety is absolutely the height of, you know, untested theory, and it's a lot of political posturing. And we're trying to really deal with public safety. It just shows that they don't know the facts. They don't know the facts. And this is incredibly reckless. And I can't even imagine the ability to maintain safety in the city of Seattle if we remove all the officers with no real clear plan about how to move forward without engaging the public itself. We have seven people, Councilmember Gonzalez, Councilmember Herbold, Councilmember Strauss, Councilmember Lewis, Councilmember Mosqueda, Morales, and so on, are deciding the public safety for every single person, 750,000 people in the city, and they don't know what the jobs are that people actually do.
Well, let me, and I don't know if the word is correct, but just one point, because you say it's an untested theory. I don't think it's untested. Isn't this basically going back to a CHOP-like scenario where you have community activists out there, community-led organizations trying to keep the peace? That was obviously a complete disaster.
I agree. It was a place where they were actively keeping police out of the area. And now we have our city council actively keeping police out of all the neighborhoods. And we saw with the response and what happened when that happened, a complete area of lawlessness. So this is really, I cannot overemphasize how critically dangerous this is for the people who live and work in the city. I come out emphatically because it really is untested theory, other than the CHOP, untested theory, and it's political posturing, and it is incredibly reckless.
How do you think this moves forward? Do you think there's enough folks in the community who are going to step up and put pressure on those council members?
I certainly hope so. I hope that the silent majority will speak up and will let the council know that they do want public safety. It doesn't mean, as you know, I've been talking about re-envisioning and doing things differently and making sure that we have community-led police services. But what we can't do is totally gut police service to the whole city. It is incredibly dangerous. And they're playing politics at the expense of public safety.
Just joining us, we're talking with Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best about this idea that we're going to cut in the city of Seattle the SPD budget by 50%, that means 1,100 or so employees would lose their jobs. The SPD would be completely gutted, which means there are significant public safety implications. Chief Best, do you think the handling of CHOP empowered activists to make this move?
You know, Jason, I really can't say what it was that that enlisted this to occur. I think we have activism all over the city, and we respect that. But it's different for activists to come forward with thoughts and ideas than for elected officials to be reckless in what they're doing. And I'm hoping that the community will speak up, because if they remain silent, the city is going to be unsafe.
I think, though, and tell me where you think I'm wrong here. I think if people speak up, you've got council members who are not going to change their minds. You have council members, certainly Sawan and Morales, are not going to change their minds. They're being driven by ideology. And that's me speaking, not you. Teresa Mosqueda is running for mayor, and she's hoping that she's going to be able to get the activist class on her side to give her some momentum. Why do you think that if people actually do speak up, however they want, via email, tweets, calling in, will actually change things?
You know, I can't be for certain about that, but I think it's, it would be a tragedy if they didn't speak up, because not doing so is, it's complicit in what's occurring. And I don't believe under any circumstances that people want this city to not be safe.
I don't either. And I know that people around the region don't want this to move forward because, as I said earlier on in the show, bad ideas tend to spread. And especially when we're talking about ideas that are being driven by activists. At least 40 officers, according to Q13, sent applications to other departments outside of the SPD. You and I have had conversations about the mass exodus crisis about two-ish years ago. What does that look like now? What does the staffing situation look like?
Well, so far I heard that same data. We haven't had right now, that is, that many officers resign, but we certainly, that could be a potential. If an officer thinks that they're going to lose their job, you know, they are going to apply to other places. And we have high-quality officers here. Most recently, some of the most diverse hiring around. We have 40% of our most recent hires are from various ethnic groups. A larger percent are women, highly educated, well-trained people. And it would be a tragedy after we put $1.6 million, not even a year ago, into recruiting and investing in getting qualified personnel to turn around and lose those personnel on a rash and somewhat reckless endeavor by the city council.
It wasn't your decision, but it was obviously a political one when the consent decree was handled, this idea that we're going to pull back on the recommendation to get out of the consent decree. Has anything literally changed with policing since that happened and until now to justify that decision?
Jason, we are still moving forward, you know, continuous improvement, innovation. So with or without a consent decree, we're always going to be working on, you know, constitutional policing, ensuring that we're following all the guidelines and rules to be more transparent and to work with the community. And we're going to continue doing that no matter what. So we, you know, respect the court, and we certainly are waiting to hear from the court about how we move forward. But we're going to continue to improve and try to make things better in this city.
So the last time you and I spoke on air, I think it was around the contract, and you came out pretty hard and aggressive to fight for the contract that you ended up getting. And I remember at the time asking you if you felt like the mayor was doing enough to also speak up. So the same question here. It feels like the mayor isn't doing enough publicly to back the police department. What is your take? Do you think the mayor is doing enough to fight against the defunding program?
Well, I can tell you right now, we are a team and we are perfectly aligned on this. Neither the mayor or certainly not myself wants to see this 50% cut be done without having great discussion about what public safety looks like in the future of this city and without including the community. So we're completely aligned on that.
Well, we obviously wish you the best of luck. We back the blue on the show 100% of the time. Before we let you go, just real quick, Molly Moons posted that signage on their shop outside of the East Precinct suggesting cops shouldn't come in if they're in uniform with a firearm. Is that the kind of thing that just adds on to the pile of cops just feeling like they're not wanted here?
Yeah, well, you know, everybody, you're asking about Molly Moons, and she has the right, obviously, to have her opinion, and we respect that. I'm hoping that she and I can hopefully talk at some point and really work on making things better for her employees. The idea that people would feel unsafe because an officer is armed, you know, is not a good thing. So we want to talk about that and see what we can do to provide better public safety and work with her. Also, on a final note, I would like to say that, you know, we are working for the public. And the city council, who are they working for? Themselves?
That's a good question. I can certainly tell you they're working for, it seems like, in a concert with a small group of activists who seem really, really loud. I hope that you're right, that there's a silent majority there, but they just can't stay silent much longer. And if they do, they're going to regret the consequences of staying silent. So best of luck as you continue to fight. We'll do what we can on our end. The last time you and I spoke was on Twitter yelling at each other, so I'm glad we put that aside and you hopped on the show, Chief Best.
Of course. These issues are important.
Totally.
All right.
We've been talking again with SPD Chief Carmen Best. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Jason. Take care.
Absolutely.